The following audio is via a Skype call.
What might be in the way of you reaching and living your soul's divine purpose? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. You will be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, and God as the source for real wellness. In this live call-in show, Dr. Jaffe brings testament to how medical spiritual healing and Sufism, together with traditional and complementary medicine, can heal life-threatening disease, chronic illness, and personal issues through understanding and transforming the inner causes and experiences that lock disease in place. Dr. Jaffe takes you on a journey and will show you how to find and heal these inner issues and painful unresolved subconscious wounds. You are listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I am so thrilled to be talking with Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe on this show, Journey into Spiritual Healing, because this is a show that when we think about embracing divine presence, unity, and love, we think about our lives and ourselves, and most of the time, we stop at the point in time where we are, and we look, and we ask ourselves about our lives in the moment, But what is it we don't know about the healing that has to happen if we go back and we look at our family lineage? You know, are we, or do you believe you are your DNA, or do you believe you're something more? Today's show is to really uncover the mystery and open up to the mysticism about this, but more importantly, to really look at what Dr. Jaffe is doing in bringing the world to this beautiful place, medical spiritual healing, the university he's starting, and what it is now that people are not just responding to, but are healing from. Dr. Jaffe, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. I'm very happy to be back on the show with you and missed your audience and missed you. And this is a great topic we're going to talk about today, and a very important topic for people who are trying to heal, because your subtle ancestral family lineage issues are affecting your health. And when you face them and kind of address them, you'll be amazed at how many things change for you and your family, including your children and even your parents. So it's very important.
You know, I love that we're talking about this. Of course, you know, for me, I had to learn kind of the hard way. But even though I did not know or understand much about my mom and, you know, some of the, and my sister, there was a knowing that I had that something was happening when I was a child, and also to her own personal experience. You know, fast forward to where we are today and the message that you bring to the world, right? You know, somebody that is introducing the world to spiritual healing. And now we're talking about, wait a minute, are we really our DNA, or are we something other than that? And let's start out with that conversation. You know, this has been sort of a nature versus nurture conversation for a while. Tell me a little bit about spiritual healing and what it is that you've discovered in the countless people you're helping.
Okay. Well, you know that I'm a medical doctor, and, you know, I've been practicing for 35 years and I do general medicine, but, you know, my approach has always been complementary and spiritual simultaneously. And the results are very, very interesting. If we, you know, as medical doctors, we approach people, in essence, we don't really heal. If you think about it, medicine's kind of a misnomer. We're not really healing people. What we're really doing in most cases is either suppressing or trying to get rid of, you know, the sort of physical aspects of disease. So you get sick from an infectious disease, you take an antibiotic, you have a rash, you take cortisone. You know, these things get rid of the disease on the outside. But what they don't do is they don't address the inner reasons why you're sick. And if you're not addressing those inner reasons, I promise you, they will come back. So you might get rid of it temporarily. It might go away for a year or two. It's going to show up again. And it's very important because inside of us, there are inner reasons we get sick. And those are generally related to emotions, beliefs, our heart, woundings of our heart, our love, our emotional heart, and also our spirit or our soul. So when you learn to identify those things, you can actually create a whole nother octave of healing in yourself, where not only do you heal, but the disease never returns, and you actually become radically different, better really, in yourself, where you're healthier and more whole inside. And that's the real goal of healing, is to get you into that whole place.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk with you a little bit about this from a couple different perspectives, and especially from the perspective of looking at getting to a whole place. Sometimes we don't wake up one day, or at least I didn't, Dr. Jaffe. I didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I don't feel whole. But I had many, many instances in my life where the absence of joy was obvious, just as one example, or situations where relationships were coming apart. But more recently, I did have the experience of my body breaking down. And so what I want to ask you is, what can we say to folks, number one, to look for the signs that healing is calling forth to occur?
Yeah, that's a great question, Pat. First of all, if you aren't feeling joyful, happy, and good inside, you have something going on inside yourself. Now, you might just kind of gloss over it like all of us do, and we just kind of go to work and we go on with our days. But the truth is that there is something happening inside of you. So you have to kind of watch yourself. If you feel bad inside, your body starts to hurt, you start to get depressed, you don't feel good inside, you're sad, you're fearful, you're anxious. Now, anything like that is a sign that there's something going on inside yourself. So, in traditional medicine today, or we say conventional medicine, people are talking about gene expression. They're saying, well, isn't this all an expression of our genes? Isn't all what's going on inside of us really our genes playing out? And what we're finding is that's actually not the case, that there are all these gene sequences, and then there are these other sequences that are called epigenetic sequences, which are sequences that modify our basic DNA structure. Now, those epigenetic centers we're finding now can be very much influenced by our emotions, by our lives, what goes on in our lives, so that when we do positive things, we feel good. Generally, those epigenetic areas turn off. We don't get expression of disease. But when we feel bad inside, when we're depressed for long periods of time, when we're highly anxious for long periods of time, what ends up happening is we start to get expression of these sort of negative genomes, if you will, and people start to have different types of diseases. So we have tremendous power in our ability to maintain health in ourselves or to create disease within ourselves.
And I think this is really the insight that we're getting now across the board. Which is, it used to be once upon a time, Dr. Jaffe, right? And you're a medical doctor, so you know a lot about this, right? Yeah. It used to be once upon a time, we thought, oh my gosh, I'm sick. I need to go to the doctor for help. Oh my gosh, I'm sick. I need to go to XYZ for help. If I don't get the help, my fate is sealed, right?
Yeah.
Now we're looking at, well, let's call it the advent or the recognition now of spirituality in terms of how we heal ourselves, heal others, intuition, and certainly energy in all of this. And I think one of the things I'm really struck by in what you're talking about is our family legacy, let's just say that word. When I say the word, right? When I just say the word lineage or legacy, Those two words have enormous energy, and the energy is different for everyone. So don't we need to look at this perhaps as not a one size fits all, but to look at this from your perspective and what you've learned here in teaching people about spiritual healing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, nobody is exactly the same. You know, we have sort of spiritual similarities in any disease. So every disease has kind of a key teaching to it. For example, Hashimoto's, which is a type of thyroiditis, is all about self-expression and being honest with who we are. If we honestly express who we are, and we find deep in our subconscious where we're actually not expressing who we are, when we change that, you'll see that your antibodies will start to disappear and Hashimoto's will slowly go out of your system. So there are overviews about personal expression which are related to Hashimoto's, but every case of Hashimoto's is a little bit different. So, for example, one person might not express themselves because they're afraid that if they do, their mother might be hard on them and they're afraid to confront their mother as a child. And so they learned to shut down because they didn't want to get their mother angry. Another child might be afraid of the father. So the father, the issues are more with men and with the father. Another child might be shy and be afraid to express themselves because they're afraid of being judged. So, you know, within that expression, there are all sorts of different subtle realities that people carry. And then, of course, the most interesting thing I find are these family lineage things. For example, you might be carrying from your mom up to your grandma, up to your great grandma, all the way back for many, many generations, a situation where, let's say, your great, 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 great grandmother had something happen very strong to her, something bad happened to her, and she was, hurt in some way. Let's say that, they found out that she did something and they went after her for some reason, which would happen back in the day. So now, as a woman, you might be fearful. That woman would teach her daughter to be afraid of expressing herself because maybe something would happen. Mm-hmm. That passed on to the next one and the next one and the next one. And it would just travel down the line for centuries until someone takes the time to heal it.
Mm. This is for so many people and certainly for today's show. It is, we're looking at, with Dr. Jaffe, we're looking at Journey into Spiritual Healing, but we're looking at healing your family lineage. You are not your DNA. When we come back, and we'll be taking your questions, of course, you can call in anytime. 1-800-930-2819. If you've got questions about this, this would be a great time to ask Dr. Jaffe today. Also, part of that is, are you ready to bring something to the forefront that perhaps you can experience being healed today? 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to be looking at what is the key, that key to all healing. Is there a specific key? How do we find it? And once we find it, how do we know what to do with it? Why is it that you can see, whether it be in the headlines or friends and family, some people you know, let me use the word, miraculously heal, why others don't? That and much more. We're also going to tell you about very special event with Dr. Jaffe coming up. That and much more. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Gimme the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Dr. Jaffe is here today, and we are talking with all of you about healing your family lineage. What a great time to do this, too, especially going into the holidays. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, go to Dr. Jaffe's website, Dr. Jaffe, M-D. It's J-A-F-F-E-M-D.com. And then, Dr. Jaffe, a couple things. You have an upcoming course that's coming up here, and so that's going to be happening in December. But you're also talking about now the university and how the university really helps bring knowledge, wisdom together so that people can truly learn how to heal themselves and others, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm of the firm belief that spirit and matter need to come together, and spirit and medicine need to work together. Now, as a medical doctor, you know, we spend time with the medical sort of matter side of things, and we give you, you know, things to help your body. But we generally don't look at the other side of things, the spiritual side. Now, my personal experience is that when you bring the spiritual side into your healing of your physical body, that you will do much better, that your diseases will respond much better. People on chemo find they go through chemotherapies with no problems whatsoever. People who are generally sick inside will resolve it much faster. Antibiotics work much faster. So what I did is I put together this University of Medical Spiritual Healing to teach people how to do the spiritual side of things while they're also getting their medical treatment if they're sick. So, and that could be psychological as well, of course, but if you learn to bring these two together, I promise you that you will see not only much more rapid changes in your healing process, but in many cases, the spiritual process may just take care of the illness altogether. And you'll find that all of a sudden you don't need your hypertensive medicine. You don't actually need your thyroid medicine anymore. You might even find out that you don't need your chemotherapy. It may disappear because the tumors just go away. Mm. So by bringing in the spiritual side of things, we rapidly help the disease disappear altogether, or we make changes that allow the traditional medicine to work in a much better and more rapid way.
Wow. And this is now all part of what people can find out more about at Dr. Jaffe MD as well, .com, and also some of the classes that you're planning for either December or into next year. So all of that is available for folks.
That's right. And if people are interested in the same work, once you get to the inner causes of why you get sick, or you get to the inner causes of why you're not finding love in your life, or you get the inner causes of why you're not getting the job you want, or why you're not being successful in life, and you change those places inside, you will actually be shocked at how fast your outer reality responds to what you did within yourself.
Wow, thank you for that. You know, we were talking about that earlier, and we're talking today about, you know, healing your family lineage. One of the things that I wanted to really get to with you is, you know, if the question, is there a key to all healing? And I think what's important to is to really learn and understand that if there is a key to all healing, what is it and how do I use it?
Yes, that's a great question, Pat. And the answer is a twofold answer.
Uh-huh.
I want to say there's two keys to healing. The master key really has to do with the divine presence. And if a person learns to be able to connect to the divine presence, surrender to it and receive guidance, support, and healing from it, that's when we see the miracles happening. And that's when we see, you know, very strong diseases, life-threatening diseases, that type of thing, disappear. It may not always be instantaneous, but a slow, gradual disappearance of those diseases. So the first key is, you know, everybody's taught that you have to go through somebody else to get to God. But the reality of it is that really every heart can connect directly to God. And when you do directly learn how to receive that light and surrender to that light, that's when we see this really miraculous healing begin to happen. So that's key number one. Key number two is it has to do with your ability to find the hidden causes in yourself. And this is really difficult for a lot of people because they don't know how to find them. What's going on in our subconscious that we have suppressed or we're afraid of or we're in denial with? If you don't find those places in yourself and kind of root them out and transform them, they will sit like toxicity within you and they will cause illness inside of you. So the second key, major key, is finding the inner causes, the inner traumas, the inner wounds and experiences that you have pushed aside. You may not want to deal with them, but I tell you, if you do and you clean them every time you purify them, your energy level is going to jump up exponentially. You're going to feel tremendously better emotionally. Your depression, your anxiety will start to disappear. You will find happiness and joy will start to come in. You'll start to feel good in your life. And for many people, they start to de-age. They become younger inside. You start to feel healthier. You feel stronger inside because you're no longer carrying that toxicity around within you. Your body can respond. So these are the two master keys.
Well, you know, one of the things that you said that I really want to tap into is, and I'm really struck by it, of course, you know, for myself, learning about this, is the realization that there are possibilities to heal. And, you know, what I find really interesting is I used to think that you had to have like a serious open mind. But that's not been my experience because I haven't always been the Dr. Pat you hear today. You know, there are a lot of things that, of course, I was skeptical about. But we're not really talking about skepticism, open-mindedness, optimism. You're really talking about, you know, the way that something can occur so that people can heal. And you have... I can't tell you how many countless stories you have of watching people heal right in front of your eyes. Do you think that there is a dividing factor as to why some people heal and some people don't?
I do.
All right.
I think it comes down to maybe three things. One is that divine presence.
Mm-hmm.
Second is sincerity. When people are willing to be honest, truthful, and sincere about themselves, you know, willing to look inside themselves and be honest with what's in there, which is not easy for people because sometimes we're afraid of ourselves, afraid of what happened. We're in pain about things. We push them away. Sometimes we're ashamed of what's inside of ourselves. So what we do is we don't look at what's inside of us, what we're feeling deep down inside. So the second thing, when I say sincerity, means your willingness to be really honest with yourself. And then, of course, the third thing has to do with, you know, sort of keys to finding specific pockets of experiences that we have suppressed inside of ourselves that need to be completed. In other words, if you, for example, you know, got bullied as a kid and you did not deal with your fear about being bullied, that experience will be stored somewhere in your body. Every time you run into somebody who's powerful or somebody who's doing a little bully act or somebody who's running some kind of issue, domination, whatever, you're going to go into that bully experience that you had as a kid. You're going to collapse inside. And what will actually end up happening is you kind of create like an onion. Each of those experiences create a layer inside of your subconscious. Sooner or later, the weight of that onion will begin to affect your biology. And in time, some type of disease will show up because you have not resolved that experience.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, I just mentioned a couple of things to you here, but, you know, in the last segment. I know for me that at 6 years old, to lose a mom, it was a traumatic experience. To understand the meaning of that or the impact of that is really a lifelong journey. So I think what you're talking about here for all of our listeners to really, really lean into is the idea that it doesn't have to be quite that magnitude. You know, it doesn't have to be that kind of thing. I think things happen to us as, children many, many times. When we come back, what I'd like to talk with you about is the subtlety of this and the subtlety of disease being stored. And does it really limit this to our past generation, or the scope of lineage may go back in time? And I love that you talked about the subconscious/unconscious, because that right there, that is the thing that we could go through an entire lifetime, Dr. Jaffe, and not have a clue how powerfully fueled that is to shape our life. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit YesMindedPower.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Dr. Jaffe, before we talk about this a little bit more and really hone in on how do you find this, whether it's going on or not, how can people work with you directly? What are the ways that folks can contact you? Because folks may be thinking, you know what, I need some help with this, getting ready for the holiday. I don't want to go into the holiday in the same way I've gone into other holidays. What's the best way for people to contact you or find out more?
Okay. If you go to my website, drjaffemd.com, drjaffemd.com, or call the number on the website, 888-237-5233. We have an online clinic, so myself or some of the healers that I've trained can talk with you about what's going on inside of you and help you to face and find those subconscious and unconscious places. And of course, also, you know, we'll always, you know, I believe if you teach a man to fish, he never goes hungry. So the most important thing is not only that you get healing from us, but that you learn to actually heal yourself, and that becomes sort of a, you know, you fix your car every day, you brush your teeth every day, but I wonder how many people actually take the time to check in on their heart and say, boy, I got hurt today. I don't feel good about what happened in that situation, and I'm kind of crying inside, I'm sad, you know, something like that. We have to be able to identify those places every day and kind of walk through them and purify them. When we start to do that, then you see really, really, really amazing life changes.
Yeah. The thing, Dr. Jaffe, that we were talking about during the break.
Yes.
Is helping people not only find and identify, but also to heal. And I think that is the two most important part of the conversation today. We spend a lifetime searching for that thing that gets in the way of living the lives we want to live. And yet, when we find it, let's say, we're not quite sure how to heal it. And this is your area of expertise. This is the body of work that you do. And I want to ask you about that. What have you seen, you know, in the folks you work with? What is their experience once they discover what that thing is and then discover, oh my gosh, I can heal this?
Yeah, that's the real question. You're hitting the nail on the head. You know, one of the stories I love was this woman that came to me at the end of her life. She was in her 50s. She had congestive heart failure. She was, you know, very close to death. They gave her maybe 6 months left. You know, in medical terms, her ejection fraction was below 30% in her heart. You know, normal was 45, 50 or above. And essentially at that point, you know, their heart's failing and, you know, they're basically going to die shortly. So she came to my personal retreat intensive. We have 4 days together. And she said, I've got 4 days, taking out the last of my savings, come to you to be with you. Can you heal my heart? And I said, well, tell me what happened. She said, I was exposed to toxic swamp gases underneath the cabin I was staying in. They have a, you know, like a sewer, and the gases came out of it. I breathed them, and now my heart's failing. And, you know, I don't want to laugh at that, because on the outside, that was really what the truth was. She'd been exposed to toxic swamp gases. But I said to her, I said, you know, that is not what's causing you to be sick. And she said, well, how do you know that? And what is causing me to be sick? And I said, well, if you learn to feel and sense your heart, you'll see that there's a very strong pattern of collapse in your heart, in your emotional body. That's not swamp gases. This is an emotional issue that you haven't resolved. So we started working on finding what that emotional issue was. And here's what it was. She'd gone out to a spiritual community. It was a Christian community. She went to be with the pastor and was hoping that he was going to bring her into the presence of God, and that before her life was over, she'd have that experience of divine presence. Well, what ended up happening was that something went wrong between the two of them. I won't go into it, but essentially it didn't happen. She got very disappointed. It broke her heart. And what I was seeing was that broken heart. Mm. You see, it was really her heart. She was not dying of swamp gases. She was dying of a broken heart.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So we began working on that. We were able to work through, you know, using this system, medical spiritual healing. We got clear what it was, the broken heart. We helped her to work through the issue, which was that she was deeply disappointed about what happened between her and the pastor, and she was able to get that worked out. And then the really key piece was we went even deeper, and we found out that there was really a deep teaching for her going on in the soul, which was that she was putting people in front of her whole life, so she couldn't have the connection she wanted because she always thought that somebody else had to give it to her. So we were able to resolve that, and essentially that's what we did over the 4 days with her. We got all that worked out. She left. She was feeling much better. A few months later, she went back in to see her physician for her next ejection fraction, and lo and behold, in that 2 or 3 month period of time, ejection fraction returned to normal. The heart shrunk up from being 2 or 3 times bigger than normal to normal size. And they took off her medicines and they called her healed, and they didn't know how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things I love about this, and we hear this over and over and over again, Dr. Jaffe, one of the things we hear, especially now from our senior community, is the talk of loneliness. Now, the latest research coming out on loneliness, you kind of think for a minute, well, wait a minute, that's just good common sense, right? Mm-hmm. You know, here you are and you're lasting many years in your life and all your friends have passed away. And yeah, your heart is breaking. But yet we don't handle that in that way. You know, we almost always don't even recognize the impact of that. And that is a form of lineage, right? I mean, think about it. You're with a man or a woman or a woman. It doesn't matter, 20, 30, 40 years, and then they're not there anymore. And yet this idea of a broken heart is what so many are feeling, and the sign of loneliness. You know, so many of the researchers in psychology are pointing to this right now in so many arenas. As a matter of fact, they really look at the rise in social media as a way to try to heal that loneliness. But, you know, you tapped into something that, one, is not being talked about, but secondarily, you've been able to tap into this and heal for people.
That's right. I mean, you know, today, 1 in 4 people die of heart disease in the U.S. So if you know, from a perspective of just of mortality, heart disease is one of the major problems that people have to face. Now, if you look at that situation, you'll find out that most of those mortality are really due to a broken heart of some type. So that broken heart might be, I'm lonely and I'm by myself and I'm sad. It might be I've never learned to receive love, and so I'm lonely because I don't actually know how to let the love in. Or it may be I don't know how to give love, and therefore I never actually connect with people and I never have meaningful relationships. Or it could be just that the people that I love, something happened and we're now estranged from each other. And the people that I cared about most, now I don't talk to anymore. And those are the big ones that happen for people, that when you go into all heart disease, you'll find some variation of that going on inside the person. And once you find it and you're able to heal it, and again, the way that I like to heal it is using this divine presence, the divine light, the divine names. Once you heal that, you face it, you understand it, you work through it, you bring in the divine, you bring in God's light, yeah. You connect to it.
Yeah.
It all of a sudden it goes away because you're not lonely anymore because you have something else inside.
Yeah. You know, I think that what we're looking at is we're looking at people all over the world, you know, really exploring, experiencing, expanding this realm of the divine in their everyday life. You know, not just when, you know, you're in a trench and you're really looking to God help me here. But now everyday life, almost living in a place where we not only acknowledge the divine, but we bring the divine into the possibilities of our lives and as we move forward. The one area that you're talking about here today, I believe personally, it's the one area we don't tap into to really look at the divine and our family lines. Let's take a short break. When we come back, if we help ourselves here, do we help our family? If we help ourselves here, if we, you know, work with Dr. Jaffe, if we truly want to move beyond the pain that occurs every day in our lives for some when it comes to these wounds, then what are the possibilities of your life when they are healed? We're going to talk about possibilities when we come back. We'll be right back.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio. Redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Calling all ladies! Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues?
who actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Journey into Spiritual Healing with Dr. Jaffe and myself, Dr. Pat. You know, this conversation today about healing your family lineage is so vital to how much joy, how we live in the world of possibility is so directly connected to this. And the interesting thing, Dr. Jaffe, is we don't realize how connected we are to it. But the thing we're going to talk about here today is what is the impact of our healing? And, you know, we were talking during the break. I mean, this idea of having a spiritual practice, you know, having the ability to tap into the divine at a regular basis is so important. And I think sometimes we think, wait a minute, let me do it once, Dr. Jaffe, let me be healed. So question is, what is the impact of healing and how do we incorporate this into every day of our lives?
All right, well, here's the thing. Each person, my experience with healing illness, and again, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of people, is that the people who heal, they have a spiritual practice. And generally that practice is one where they connect to divinity in some format. You know, some people meditate. Meditation is very helpful, but I like to have meditation with the connection if they're going to do it that way. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, in this system, we do remembrance with different names of God where it brings that connection into the heart and it establishes that. So that practice is the first thing. It's very, very important. Now, once you start learning to have that connection, you start bringing that light in, what you'll see is that light begins to illuminate different things. So it will illuminate to you where you're getting sick inside, those places where you've maybe, you know, forgotten these experiences that are causing you pain inside. If you're having trouble with your careers, for example, or you're feeling that the work you're doing is unfulfilling for you, you'll see that actually really deep inside, you are not following your real soul's purpose. There's a place inside yourself where you've got off track. You got caught by something, money, family, you know, who knows, job promotion, sometimes yeah. Things like that, right?
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's very important. But when you start learning that you have that connection, and this is what I think I call this the divinely guided life, is when you have the divine presence connection and you start to be able to receive understanding and guidance from it directly, then all of a sudden it will show you in your life. You'll say, oh, my God, I'm actually not doing what I was here to do. I'm not living my highest divine you know, destiny. I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. And I'm scared. I'm afraid if I stop doing what I'm doing, will I have enough money? Will people like me? Will the family accept me? But really deep down inside, it's very important that you find out what it is that your soul wants to do. And you follow that. Because when you do, you start to get healthy. And when you don't follow it, you start to create disease in yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Jaffe, I want to just talk a little bit, you know, about what you're creating in the world so that people can put an end to their suffering. Because, you know, when you have these wounds, especially when we're talking about family lineage, you know, there is suffering that goes on. And what I mean by suffering, I mean, there's pain. And that pain could be immobilizing. And so part of what we recognize in our lives is we're stuck. We're not able to move forward. And how do you help people that are experiencing a life that they really didn't desire, but don't really know where to begin to get underneath it? Because I know you're doing this in the university, but I also know you do it through your lectures and also your one-on-one work.
Okay. Well, the key for me is what I call the pull. In other words, everybody is spinning around a pole in their lives. Some people, it's fear. You know, some people it's money, some people it's illness. They have a pull, and everything they do is actually kind of truing up to that pull. It's like the core pull of their being. And what I find is that most of those pulls, unfortunately, create pain and suffering for people. The real pull that we should be truing up to is really what our souls and what divinity is asking of us in our heart. And when we have that pull as our center point, everything else will begin to fall in place with it. So the first step for people is to change the pull. Make the pull a central pull of goodness, of light, of love, of health, of wellness, of oneness, and let that be the center point of your life. Then when you look at your work, you say, is my work truing up to that pull? Is my relationships truing up to that pull? And the way that I'm treating my husband or my wife truing up to that pull? And as you start to look at that, everything will start to come into line. You'll start to say, oh, you know what? That pull is love. I'm not being loving in my relationship. I have to change myself. Or I'm in the work and I'm finding out the work I'm doing is doing something bad to the environment. That's not loving. I have to change my work. I know I'm making money through this, yes, but at the same time, I'm destroying the earth. That's not okay. So you start to true up to that pull in every point of your life, and you will see that the life begins to change and your bodies will begin to change. You'll say, you know what? When I go and I bring that food into that pole, that food is actually damaging me. But when I bring another food into that pole, I start to feel so good and healthy. I need to have the good food and not eat the bad food. That show you the difference. That's the pole of divine presence.
Wow. The message that you bring forth, Dr. Jaffe, goes beyond the message of hope. It goes to the point of personal responsibility, but more than that, personal transformation. And the work that you do and the platform that you've created helps people step forward on the journey, not alone, but in the care of your learning and your teaching, also with the end in mind to heal. So thank you for that. Love to ask you, please give out your website. What's your personal message? I know this is a big topic, but I know that people can truly heal this.
Thank you. Okay, so again, my website is drjaffemd.com, drjaffemd.com, or you can call the 888-2, Dr. Jaffe, drjaffe, and that will get you into our system, and you can speak with one of our people about any programs that you might be interested in. What we're going to do is we will, first of all, help you to understand what is going on inside of you that is blocking you from the pull, blocking you from your subconscious, unconscious, personal experiences that may be causing you to be sick. We're going to help you find them. Then the second thing we'll do, and this is independent of religion or spiritual path, it doesn't matter, you can be Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever you may be, we'll help you to have a deeper connection to your heart. And from your heart, we'll teach you how to connect to this divine presence. Once you have this divine presence, we'll show you how to access it and use it for guidance in all different areas of your life. So, for example, right now, this month, we're teaching about the highest divine purpose. We'll teach you how to find out, are you living your soul's purpose? Have you gone astray? Are you not really reaching your potentiality because you're afraid of something inside yourself? Mm-hmm. We're going to help you find that and clear it. You see, wow. And that's the work. We always do that this time of year because this is, you know, wintertime. It's time to kind of review the whole year and then get ready for next year.
So this totally.
We want to look at that.
I love it. Dr. Jaffe, everybody go to the website, www.drjaffemd.com. Thank you so much for today, Dr. Jaffe. Wow. I want to thank everybody out there for sure for tuning in. And again, we're bringing you this type of show so you can get ready to have the greatest holiday ever. Thank you, Benny. Thank you all. Another hour on TTR is coming right up.
You've been listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe will help you remove the veil of illness and unleash the ancient wisdom of healing as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, visit his website, drjaffemd.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.